Meet the Next Einstein, offered a job by Jeff Bezos at 14, by Susie Cohen. For most of the guests who stepped onto the mossy-hued carpet at the Met Gala on Monday, preparation began last year. Coveted designers spent months painstakingly planning the extravagant outfits down to the last gemstone, sequin and feather. For Sabrina Gonzalez-Pasterski, 32, preparation was more hurried. Hours before the ball, the theoretical physicist was feverishly assembling the 3D-printed gown she had designed and made using aluminium, leather and tulle. She worked on it up to the minute, Pasterski said. I didn't have time to do my makeup. Speaking to The Times from her office in Waterloo, Ontario, Pasterski was animated and spoke rapidly as she recounted the night's events. Behind her sat an enormous blackboard covered in complex equations scrawled in white chalk, along with a Marvel pinball machine and, in the corner, a guitar she tried to learn during the pandemic. She is modest for someone who has been heralded as the next Albert Einstein since 2016, when Stephen Hawking, in a paper about black holes, cited her research on the memory of particles on the edge of the universe. Her quest to understand the source code for the universe has parallels with Einstein's efforts to discover the unified field theory, a single equation to explain every force. Pasterski had been invited to the Met Gala by the Australian packaging billionaire Anthony Pratt after he read about her work online. He apparently loves physics and loves Einstein, she said. So he asked her to join his table, which cost upwards of $350,000. I wouldn't have thought in a million years that I'd be there, she added. Superglue held together the hastily assembled outfit, allowing Pasterski to exchange pleasantries with Anna Wintour, Nicole Kidman, Lauren Sanchez Bezos, and other A-listers. The highlight, though, was chatting physics with Jeff Bezos, her teenage hero who offered her a job at Blue Origin, his space tech company, when she was 14. Pasterski hadn't always dreamt of being a physicist. As a child of the 90s who grew up loving the Spice Girls, she initially wanted to be a pop singer. Then the Harry Potter films came out and she told her father, Mark, that she wanted to fly on a giant broomstick. While he couldn't arrange that, when she was 9, he bought her flying lessons and a 1972 Cessna 150L aircraft. Her parents, who were both government lawyers, painted the spare room sky blue and attached cables from the ceiling so she could hook into a harness, record herself, and transpose the video into films to create the illusion that she was flying. Pasterski said of her parents, because I'm an only child, they put all their resources into me. Things really started to take off when she was 12 and her parents bought her a Zenith Zodiac CH601XL kit plane, a two-seat single-engine aircraft for about $32,000. Hoping to work in aerospace, she built the aircraft under her father's watch in her parents' garage. She completed it by 14 and sent a video of her turning on the engine to Bezos, her idol. She included a clip saying she would take him to Mars. He responded personally, writing her a letter offering a tour of Blue Origin's headquarters. Thank you so much for your letter and video. You're right that the suborbital spaceflight is just a first step for us, it read, before adding, We'll have a job here for you when you're ready to help us go further. The company flew her and her parents out to Washington State for the tour. It was just a very kind gesture that really doesn't have any teeth. I was 14 at the time, but there's technically an offer letter. So if Bezos ever creates a physics institute, I'll be like, yo, I'm going to translate this over, she said. Pasterski went on to complete an internship at NASA before going to Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where she rebelled by studying physics, partly because her tech heroes had spoken about its importance. She graduated with perfect grades and was the first woman to top the MIT physics program in decades. When she was 22 and completing her PhD at Harvard, she made groundbreaking discoveries on how gravitational waves left a permanent memory on the fabric of space. After completing a postdoctoral fellowship at the Princeton Center for Theoretical Science, she was offered a $1.1 million job, which included research funding, from Brown University. She turned it down to join the Perimeter Institute of Theoretical Physics in Canada, where she leads the Celestial Holography Initiative to continue her research trying to crack the code of the universe. She is also working on her next side project, building a humanoid graduate student from a robot she bought from China. It's not a CV that usually leads to an invitation to one of the world's most exclusive fashion events. So when the email from Pratt arrived on March 9th, Pastirsky was reluctant to bother a dress designer in case it fell through. And as someone who thrives on short-term projects, Pastirsky decided to create herself a gown for the theme Fashion is Art, with a scientific edge. Using the AI program Gemini, Pastirsky designed the dress around a Hopf vibration, a mathematical structure that maps a sphere into a pattern of linked loops. Wintour's team approved the initial design after seeing a sketch of it, despite it being, as Pastirsky describes it, very, very not couture. I don't want to say that Anna Wintour approved the final look, but she approved of the vision, she said. During the event, as she milled around drinking cocktails, Pastirsky tried to follow the mood. She spoke to the Google co-founder Sergey Brin about an AI issue they discussed on a panel this year, and also to Bezos, whom she had long admired for his work in space exploration. They met in person for the first time at a conference last year, and instantly picked up their discussion about her work at Perimeter. I definitely didn't expect him to remember, but as soon as a few words were said, he went back into the conversation, she said. While some celebrities skipped the Met Gala in protest over Bezos and his wife being co-chairs of the dinner to raise funds for the Costume Institute, Pastirsky was grateful to mix with figures she has long admired. When I was a kid, my heroes were Elon Musk, Richard Branson, and Bezos because I thought it was the coolest thing that they were interested in aerospace, she said. I thought it was so neat that you had that private wealth to do stuff that NASA might not consider valuable. Pastirsky would like the scientific world to hold its own version of the Met Gala focused on securing funding for research. What Anna Wintour did for fashion, that'd be super cool to try to do that for the sciences and funding, she said. Pastirsky still thinks the attention she receives is undeserved, but hopes to use her platform to help build bridges between big tech companies and academic and scientific research. These companies would get the credit for helping with the good stuff, and researchers would have access to useful technology to help accelerate science. While she does not believe the limelight itself helps her scientific research, she hopes it can help her win over billionaires whose funding could. Somehow, being a little bit relevant to get their attention doesn't hurt,